Thank you so much, Daniel, and thank you, fellow colleagues and presenters. Yes, we, as IUCN, we are already working with several countries within the transboundary waters management. And I'd like just to share a few of the learnings that we're having through the projects and the programs that we are doing on NBS. So just to give a bit history about nature-based solutions, IUCN has been at the heart of the development of the concept for a while, and this concept has been built from, you know, traditional concepts that we have conducted and carried out in many years, ecosystem-based approaches. And I think we are familiar with them, forest landscape restoration, ecosystem-based adaptation, which make the foundation of nature-based solutions. So just as an introduction that, you know, nature-based solutions are not necessarily totally new way of doing things, but how then do we do them in a way that responds to the needs that we currently see? At the heart of the discussion is the climate challenges, the degradation challenges that we are facing today. And nature-based solutions starts the discussion at that point, that how do we address climate change, food insecurity, water insecurity, among other challenges parallel to, you know, to taking care of our environment. Within transboundaries, we have been working through different resolutions, and IUCN is an organization that has countries behind it, and through resolutions we are able to carry work forward and support countries to do that. The World Conservation Congress has a resolution number 25 that focuses specifically on transboundary basins, and the idea behind it is to be able to approach development at a scale that makes sense so that we are able to address, for example, issues around productivity of land, issues around climate change. But the most important thing around that is to make sure that we avoid maladaptations within that. So as we look at solutions at transboundary basins, we are also questioning ourselves, how does the system function? At what scale does the system function? How do we monitor that? What metrics do we use to talk about sustainability within agriculture systems? These are the kind of support we give to our member countries to be able to address the issues around climate change drought in transboundary basins. And within that, also looking at how we harness the benefits. So it is not just about, you know, conservation in itself, but we're moving already towards how do we ensure that nature is not negatively affected, and that also people can benefit from this conservation processes. That is what we actually refer to as nature-based solutions. So, I mean, this resolutions, that's the one that I've given on transboundary, but there are several resolutions that have been passed by member countries that address drought in different senses. Other resolutions, I think Bolivia has pointed out, you know, at La Plata Basin, which is one of the basins also that has a resolution. And I'd already point out that, you know, Bolivia, Brazil, Thailand, Vietnam are among some of the countries that, you know, have supported resolutions within IUCN, and we continue to support them on that. One of the things also that I'd like to reflect on, my colleague from Chad has mentioned, you know, a lot of the work that is being done within the Sahel and within the Chad Basin. Part of our work also is to be able to support partners to be able to develop solutions that fit that. I think in many senses, trees have already been seen as a solution to many of our environmental challenges. But I would like to point out again, within nature-based solutions, we also know that there are lands that are not necessarily tree dominant. Grasslands are also, you know, part of a dominant biome. And I think we have had, you know, from the Aral Basin as well today, you know, of, you know, some of the techniques they're putting in place. But with IUCN, then we start questioning and we develop tools that are able to support partners, you know, to be able to restore ecosystems, you know, in a way that do not enable further degradation or maladaptation. So maybe it is to stop there and hand it over to Daniel, but this is some of the work that we do within IUCN. Thank you.